Miracle Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. Multiple deputies were shot yesterday afternoon in Pittsville, Virginia, about 100 miles northwest of Raleigh, North Carolina. The shooter, identified as James Andrew Leonard, surrendered to police. The Commonwealth Attorney for Pennsylvania County, Brian Haskins, promises to hold the suspect accountable.
Mr. Leonard is going to be facing some serious charges. We're still contemplating what all those charges will be.
Two of the deputies were hit by shrapnel, and one was transported to an emergency room but has since been released. President Trump sends a message to Russian President Vladimir Putin ahead of their meeting. Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
President Trump issuing a warning to Russia ahead of Friday's summit with Vladimir Putin in Alaska. President Trump is trying to broker a peace agreement to stop Russia's war with Ukraine. If Putin doesn't agree to end the conflict, President Trump says Russia could face severe consequences, but has not specified what those could be. The U.S.-Russia summit will be Putin's first trip to the West since starting the war in Ukraine.
President Trump is floating the possibility of extending his federal crackdown of Washington, D.C.
The Home Rule Act allows for President Trump to federalize the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department for 30 days without approval from Congress. And President Trump is warning he could extend beyond that and bypass Congress. Some members have been pushing to end the Home Rule altogether. Republican Congressman Andy Ogles tells Fox News Radio he's working on getting a vote on the Bowser Act, which would permanently put the nation's capital in control of the federal government. Democrats have heavily criticized the initial takeover as a power grab. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A New Jersey town is not messing around when it comes to unruly juveniles. Chris Woodward has more.
Gloucester Township is now holding parents accountable for their kids' unruly public behavior. The Parents and Minor Responsibility Act says parents could face up to 90 days in jail and or a $2,000 fine if their child is repeatedly found guilty of breaking the law. Some parents are not happy with this. One of them told the New York Post it's a very dangerous precedent. Another called it extreme. But Mayor David R. Mayer told Fox News that something must be done.
We had a group of unruly juveniles, over 200, that spontaneously showed up at our Gloucester Township Day festivity. It's like a carnival. For 40 years we've had this. No problems at all. All of a sudden we have over 200 juveniles, unparented juveniles, by the way, show up not to participate in the festivities, but to cause destruction and disruption and violence.
The mayor said authorities knew the minors were unparented because they all used a rideshare to get there and the city had to wait for them to get rides home.
No parent was there. And you know, it's time that we hold parents responsible.
The mayor went on to say that there is due process here. First, a warning is issued if a child is found to be loitering, for example, or does some type of vandalism.
The parent will get a warning and will have to sign that they are aware of the ordinance. And then there's due process after that. If there's a second occurrence, the judicial system steps in.
I'm Chris Woodward.
The state of Illinois is cracking down on the use of AI in mental health therapy. Ted Linder reports.
Illinois has passed a new law banning licensed therapists from using AI chatbots in mental health treatment. The Therapy Resources Oversight Act prohibits AI tools from guiding therapy or making treatment decisions, citing safety concerns raised by experts nationwide. Violators could face fines of up to $10,000. Similar laws recently passed in Utah and Nevada following alarming studies showing how chatbots sometimes fail to avoid dangerous prompts and induce what is described as AI psychosis in users with no history of mental illness. Some chatbots have allegedly contributed to users' suicide attempts. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The United States has doubled the bounty for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's arrest to $50 million. Maria Corina Machado, Venezuela's opposition leader, with praise for the Trump administration.
We Venezuelans are deeply grateful to President Trump for his unwavering support to freedom and justice and his decisive actions to dismantle this criminal terrorist enterprise.
More news online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.